Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. All right, let's play this news report from what year?
2011, I believe.
All right.
2011.
Just as funny today. Here we go.
A former Fort Wayne mayor is getting some national attention. Thousands of people voted online to name the new city county building in his honor.
But that probably won't happen because of his name. News Channel 15's Don Austin is here to explain.
Well, Heather, Mark, the people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center,
named okay, after stop. One of the... Why would you do this to your kid?
Because it's funny.
Right. Really? You'd name your kid Harry?
Yeah, why not?
Why is
not, my name.
Whose last name is Balls?
It builds character. Comes with a long line of balls.
Just a legacy of balls.
There's some old balls in there.
All right. Well, what would be worse? Dick?
Right.
Dick Balls?
Right,
yeah,
right.
You don't
right.
want Dick or Quick
no.
Balls?
Anita?
Anita Balls?
Anita Balls?
I only wanna, one.
Right.
No.
Ivana Balls.
Right, right. But if you're Chinese, tiny. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy. Harry Balls.
Harry Balls.
I don't think it matters the first name. If your name's Balls, like, you're going to get it.
Right.
But Harry's worse.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It doesn't make it better.
I named the kid Hugot. You got balls.
You got balls.
Hey.
Yeah, Hugh. Huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Huge. Right. Eugene Balls. Huge. Huge Balls.
Eugene Balls.
Hey, huge. Huge Balls. Come here.
Okay.
Is the Harry Balls Government Center, named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors, but not everyone's on board with that name.
Well, Harry Balls apparently was a great mayor. That's what I'm hearing. If you read the comments, actually, people are very serious about what he did as mayor. The family was, you know, it's part of our history. I think it's part of the history we're proud of.
To pick the new name for the building, people went over to feedbackfortwayne.org. They made suggestions and voted. The overwhelming front runner was the Harry Balls Government Center.
Harry Balls.
You think that's because Harry Balls is such a great mayor, or do you think it's because people got hold of this?
Yeah, of
said,
course.
Oh, no, we want that building to be called Harry Balls.
Right there, yes. Right, right.
The Government Center?
Yeah.
Done.
Rumor. Harry Balls Government Center.
Rumor has it on cold days it shrinks.
Again, no foresight. Like, just remove that from consideration.
Right.
If you don't want to name it that.
Right.
Yeah.
Government Center, look at the shaft anyway.
This was back when they didn't really fully understand what the internet was.
Right.
It would react to
right.
This.
Yeah, let's just post this and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
the may the best name win.
The folks that worked there are quite testy.
Harry Balls was the mayor of Fort Wayne back in the 1930s and 40s. He even served a term in the 1950s. We have a street named after Harry Balls. So what's the big deal about naming the new city county government?
I used to live on Harry Balls Road.
Can you imagine you have to put that the address? Mail me at Harry Balls Lane.
Yeah, I'm two Harry Balls.
You are not getting a date to come over to your house. Yeah, I'm number three Harry Balls.
What, you have an accident?
Yeah, let's just meet for coffee. How about that?
It's actually a great area of town, actually, but okay,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, what kind of neighborhood is that, Harry Balls? Great neighborhood.
It really is.
My kids,
right.
They run up and down Harry Balls all day.
Folks kind of crabby there.
I feel very safe with my kids roaming around Harry Balls.
Yeah, we've lived on Harry Balls all our life.
Oh, my dog.
Right.
My dog walks up and down Harry Balls.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yep. The other day, my dog was sniffing around Harry Balls.
My dog had his ass on the ground and was dragging his ass across Harry Balls Lane.
Yeah, I got to trim that lawn on Harry Balls.
I got to mow the grass on Harry Balls Lane. Okay. This is why we're never invited to anything.
Too much funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I am certain this is how the voting was going too. The internet was like, yep, this is exactly how this is going to go.
Think of all the jokes we'll
exactly.
have.
What's the big deal about naming the new city county government building after him?
I feel that it'd be an honor to have him have the building named after him.
There you go.
And so many people have voted for it. I say let the people have the say.
But this isn't an election where the person with the most votes wins.
We want to look at something that reflects...
By the way, that voice of the guy saying it would be an honor,
yeah.
That's Harry Balls' son.
Right?
Oh.
That's his legacy. Really?
Junior Balls?
It's a relative. I think it's not his son, but like what, like maybe his grandson nephew? Or great-grandson or something.
I thought it was a son.
It reflects both the city and the county. So, you know, we're looking for something that isn't just a mayor, for example.
So is this all about the name? Some people think the Harry Balls Government Center would make Fort Wayne the butt of jokes. After all, the family did change the pronunciation of their last name from Balls to Bales.
Okay, hold it. There's key point here.
What?
They changed their name from Balls to Bales.
Not the spelling, just the pronunciation.
So it'd be Harry Bales.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Nice on Southern.
Harry Bales.
Apparently the change didn't take. Yep. Everyone's still saying Harry Balls.
That boy's got Harry Bales.
I mean, when you just see it, it's like you can say whatever you want. That's Balls.
It just sounds Southern now.
To Bales. Jim said Bales. It was his grandmother's idea.
At the time when Harry was born, the connotation wasn't there like it's come up through the years. So I think she was just trying to save the family a little bit of embarrassment, especially her children.
Yeah. Jim thinks a Harry Balls Government Center could be great for the city of Fort Wayne.
Well, I think it would put us on the map, for one thing.
Yeah, it's true.
I know there's been a lot of controversy about it. I think a lot of people are going to snicker about it and laugh, but after it dies down, I don't see any problem.
Doesn't Berlin have a problem, too? They don't want to be called Berlin.
Right.
They're like, no, it's Berlin.
Right, Berlin.
Not Berlin. Berlin.
Right.
Not
right.
Berlin.
Right, there's no wall.
We don't want to know. No.
Yeah, right.
No, we're not with those people.
Berlin.
Yeah. Okay?
Yep. Berlin.
It's not Berlin.
Yep.
It's Berlin.
Exactly.
Really?
Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yes.
Very serious about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either. Look, Ruth didn't know.
I just want a t-shirt from this place.
How'd you get here? Oh, I took the Berlin Turnpike. Where were you, Germany?
Right, exactly.
All right, relax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, confuse the Siri.
I feel like the town should want this. They could make merch, just have the business center of Harry Balls. Balls,
yeah,
right?
I've been to Harry Balls.
I've been to Harry Balls, exactly.
Right. Once again, lack of foresight.
Right. Harry Balls merch.
Right. I lost the whole day on Harry Balls.
And the online voting continues until Friday. The mayor will talk to community leaders about the online suggestions, and then a decision should be made about the building's name sometime by the end of this month.
So just because it gets the most votes does not mean that's what the name's going to be.
Absolutely.
Really? Right. Thanks for listening to the entire report.
Yeah!
Yeah!
They should have a laundromat. Harry Balls wash.
Listen, if you're a news person and you have nothing to say, just start the next story.
Yeah. Yeah, don't.
Well, you know, it's just I'm going to repeat something that was just said for 2.5 minutes so I can talk.
I've Harry Balls my mind all day now.
This guy's got a whole Wikipedia page, and like a third of it is just this moment in time.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that they didn't have a woman do this story tells you that they know.
He had more than 10 times as many votes as the next closest option.
Folks love Harry Balls.
So we'll let you call in your... Kiss concert moment. Andre and Derby. It's this week, right?
Friday and Saturday. I'll be there both nights.
Nice.
Really?
Wow.
It's going to be the end of their touring. They might do. I think they'll do some pop-up shows here and there. I don't think it'll be full makeup, but they're just too old for it, man.
That'd be the comeback tour.
they've talked about putting younger people in those costumes and just continuing.
Yeah.
And why not when you see ticket sales for people who... kind of look like Freddie Mercury doing Queen.
It's true. Very true. Yeah.
Like Beatlemania.
Yeah.
So my most memorable one, I mean, I went to the reunion show at Madison Square Garden. That was great. But in the early 90s, they did a run of like secret club shows. And I wound up, my friends of mine in college, we wound up getting tickets to see them at the Avalon in Boston. So we got there. And, you know, there's a line around the block, and we kind of just, like, hung around the front door, and just as soon as the doors opened, we ran in. So he ran in. I ran right to the front, and I'm talking about in the front that kind of goes in where the photography pit is.
Yeah.
And I snuck in a camera, put the strap around my neck, and I had the back of the camera.
All you need is that hat with the little tag on it that says press.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got in there, and I was – or if I was any closer, I'd be, like, in their pants. I was, like, right up front. I was taking pics right off Gene Simmons' mic stand.
You'd be on Harry Balls Boulevard.
Exactly right.
Harry Chess Lane, yeah. Right. So that, I mean, it was as close as I'll probably ever get. And that was, you know, probably, you know, the best experience for that. Because I was taking pictures right up front. Like, they're all overexposed. I was that close.
Oh, wow. That sucks. All that work for nothing.
Killer.
Wow.
They're just, you know, really bright. They're not super bad, but, you know, you could tell, like, I'm right in the front. But that, you know, this weekend might beat it, though.
You should post those pictures if you still have them.
Yeah.
I'll find them. I got them, you know, a ton of them. I'll put them up.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Andre. Your KISS concert moment, 203-882-9757. Joe the Barber.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
I have so many KISS moments. 1979 was the first time I saw.
Wow.
I was 9 years old.
Oh, my God.
But the most, the most memorable one was going to see him a couple years ago at Mohegan Sun. I get the room for comp. I don't score tickets, but we're about to just give up and not going because the tickets were crazy amount of money.
Right.
I see this guy walking with this old lady, and she is completely drunk. They're trying to get in. They get denied.
That was right.
I go up to him. I'm like, you know, I'll give you $200, you know, for the tickets. He goes, nope. They go up again. Now there's more suits around them.
Uh-huh.
Strike two. I'm like, I'm right behind the guy. I'm like, I'll give you $200 a ticket. Strike three. The guy is totally pissed off at his old lady.
Okay.
I'm following him through the mall, and I'm like, I'll give you $200 a ticket. I don't need the money. I'm a millionaire. He throws them up in the air, four tickets. I grab them like a seagull in McDonald's park lot.
You use your mouth?
right in mid-ear. I turn around, and I'm face-to-face with the security guard because they were watching him. He's like, what are you going to do with those tickets? Like, he threw them up in the air.
Wow.
I ain't going in. Me and my girlfriend, we go in. They're 14th row center. Comp tickets.
Nice.
Wow. That doesn't suck
free
at all.
Free room, free tickets, boom.
Hell yeah.
I see Joe at just about every concert I go to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know he goes to a lot of shows that I don't go to.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it, but he has a career of getting into shows.
Right.
And I think when you're at that many shows, you have this kind of magic happen. I think you were meant to be there.
These things happen.
It was great, man. It was so exciting. And I'm probably going to try to go this weekend. Tickets are like,
I bet you'll make it too.
You should.
Boy, that'd be some show to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. It was my first show.
I just know it's not going to be their last show.
No.
No.
No, they're going to probably do a residency somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Vegas or something.
Yes. They'll make some couple
albums.
They'd
be perfect at the Sphere.
A couple albums.
That
would. Small tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
I think Joe's still talking now.
He is.
He'll be talking 10 minutes from now.
He'll figure it out.
Keith and Seymour.
Good morning, guys. As always, I love your show.
Thank you.
On their reunion tour, I think it was like 1996 or something, it was a friend of mine, Mark's birthday, so I was surprised when I bought tickets from Madison Square Garden for then his wife and my wife, fifth row, front and center. Great, great concert, great, great seats. But the funny part about that is me and him, 3 months before that, we saw Peter Criss and his little cheesy band at a bar in Stanford called Boppers, and he was acting like a prima donna. So he goes from playing at a bar, 3 months later, playing at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
It was hysterical.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
That's how fast it can happen.
It's true.
Yeah, no, it was. But anyway, guys, thank you as always. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, it was this album that did it for them.
Yeah,
just live, KISS live. Ayesha May is in studio. You ever see KISS?
No.
No.
Wow. I can picture you there.
You can?
Yeah.
Can you? Why?
Okay. All the tats.
Rock and roll.
Yep.
Oh. Emo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I'd rock out.
Yeah.
I'd go to concerts a lot. I would do it.
Right. But these aren't cheap tickets anymore.
No. Yeah, I looked
up. Expensive for a while.
Yeah.
The cheapest right now for Friday, $273.
That's not bad.
That isn't bad.
That's not terrible.
So now
that's not terrible.
I mean, for based on what the ticket price is.
Yeah.
Based on what the historical significance is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I thought about it because that was my first concert ever.
Really?
So I'm like,
how old were
cool
you then?
To go see the last show they
Where was
do.
The first time you saw him?
I saw Madison Square Garden, KISS Destroyer Tour. I was 14 years old.
14?
Yeah, the tickets were $14 and change. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
$14.50 for tickets.
Wow.
Took the subway, the whole nine yards.
Wow, you were like an adult.
Subway, yeah, with my sister. First time I ever, you know, smoked pot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
First first time I actually saw New York City, I'm like, I came out of that somewhere. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, like I'm in the big
everywhere.
City.
Oh, my God, yeah. We were in the last friggin' row, like beyond the nosebleeds. We had to use binoculars the entire time to watch.
Yeah, they didn't have the big screens back then.
No,
right.
No, you had to watch way down there.
Like it was right. Actually like the Coliseum days.
Yeah. It was amazing, yeah. And I was just like, and you know, really didn't need to smoke pot because where we were situated,
yeah.
All the smoke came to us.
You were good.
I remember I got out of there and I got a big fat pretzel. I needed it badly. I was so starving. Oh, what a great show.
Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, folks. How are you?
Hey.
Cool.
Hey, how are you?
Well, the first time I went to go see them, I was just short of my sixth birthday in 78.
What?
In the Coliseum in New Haven.
Wow.
My older cousin.
Did you go by yourself? Oh, your older cousin.
No.
Right, right, right.
My older cousin.
I just have so many questions.
Me. Yeah. The thing that happened was when I went there, my parents really didn't want me to go.
I don't blame them.
Barter for a while.
Oh, yeah. Six seems
but
young.
We went.
For Kiss.
And halfway through the concert, somebody behind me spilled a beer on me.
Whoops.
And
sure
I went home
they did.
Like beer.
Yeah. So it's good to go home like that.
Very happy about it.
Yeah.
But fast forward 20, 30 years later, I wound up buying a ticket for the concerts that they had in New York when they came around again.
Yeah. And you accidentally poured a beer on a 6-year old.
Right. I brought my cousin a ticket to that show and brought her to the show.
Oh wow!
Ah, look at
I
that.
Like that.
Yeah. Right. Full circle.
So it was yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they were my favorite band for the longest time when I was a kid, and I credit her for that. So
wow.
I wanted to thank her for that.
That's cool.
So that's my Kiss show. And,
nice.
You guys have a good day. Take care.
You too. Steve in Cherryville.
Hey, Chaz and AJ. Good morning. So my first
cooking in and out
was a New Haven Coliseum. It was the first and only front row concert I ever had.
Oh wow,
nice.
I was not really a big Kiss fan, so I had to take my younger brother. He was in the Kiss Army, and he didn't drive yet. And I'm like, well, I was into prog rock, ELP, Rush. That
oh, boy.
Kind of time.
Big difference, yeah.
And so I said, I don't really want to see Kiss. Anyway, I said, front row center? Really? I couldn't believe it. So I saw the show. It blew me away. And at the end of the show, they came out and they're doing their bow, and they were starting to throw towels into the audience. I'm like, I got to get me one of those things. So I was getting prepared. Ace Frehley was right in front of us. I stood on the seat. Put my feet on the back of the backrest, and I jumped as high as I could when he threw the towel. I grabbed the towel, fell to the floor, and at the end of the show, when they're kicking everybody out and the house lights are on,
yeah,
we looked down in the very center seat. You could see the whole back bent backwards.
Whoops. So, and you had a rib sticking out of your side.
Right.
That's fine. You got the towel.
Great time.
You used the towel just to plug the hole in your torso.
Exactly. Who cares?
And I'm walking down the street in New Haven, and people are offering me money for the towel. I'm like, no way, man. You kidding me? This thing is valuable.
Yeah. Do you still have it?
I still have the towel.
Wow.
There's a smudge of makeup on it, but no one in the world would buy it now because no one's ever going to believe me.
Yeah.
I have Ace Frehley's towel from New Haven Coliseum, and I believe the tickets were, I think, $10.50 or $11.50.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so cheap back then.
That's so cool.
Nuts.
Yep.
But the funniest thing in the world was seeing that front row seat bent backwards. And like,
you did that.
That
I'm
going
to tell Jimmy on you.
Right.
He probably knows exactly what it costs to replace that chair.
No, that wasn't me. I'm only kidding.
Right. That was embellishing.
But that was my show. And I'll tell you what, they were so entertaining. You know, maybe not the best musicians in the world, but at the time, I thought they were the best band in the world.
Well, that's the thing. You don't have to be, you know.
Could you feel the flash pots where you were, the heat?
You don't have to be Eddie Van Halen.
We felt the heat from the pyro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole night guard.
That's
the
wild.
Scene with the blood.
And you feel the concussion.
Yeah.
From the explosives.
Right.
Like, you're like, I'm a part of this.
Exactly. Yeah. My hair is totally different now.
Yeah.
So I have, I still have my stub. And if anybody wants the towel, call it Chaz and AJ. It's for sale.
All right. Let me get your number.
Right.
You could raffle it off at the toy drive.
Someone will call.
We'll see.
Right.
If he's serious about this.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, my first Kiss concert was at the New Haven Coliseum. I just started doing the night show here.
Okay.
And I went from sixth place to first place in one ratings book, and I thought, I'm badass.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah. I'm backstage because I'm going to do a stage announcement.
Right.
Wow. How old are you?
20s, young 20s.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have this sticker. Sam Tillery told me, Chaz, that's like having a big S on your chest back here. You can go anywhere.
Right.
Oh, I could go anywhere.
That's it. I'm a badass, and I have all access.
I am going to go anywhere.
I'm the baddest ass you'll see.
I'm going to test this theory.
Right.
So I ended up with Sam at their business office. They had a makeshift office for the tour manager who's making phone calls for Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
He's trying to get an airplane to pick up a girl to bring her to their next stop.
Right. Oh, my God.
And so he's arranging this as I'm waiting to get my instructions as to when do I go on, which side of the stage do I go on, how long do I have to talk, et cetera.
Yeah, the particulars.
Right. So back then, you could smoke cigarettes anywhere, and I'm smoking a cigarette there because I have an S on my chest.
Right, you're
and I
Superman.
Could do whatever I want.
Right, exactly. All access.
So I'm smoking a cigarette, leaning in the door, the business manager sitting in this chair on the phone, and someone grabs my hand and pulls it out of the office, the hand with the cigarette.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm like, this person does not want me smoking here.
Right, right.
So I just open my fingers and drop the cigarette.
Right.
And I look over and I'm like,
who is this?
It's this scraggly old homeless looking guy.
I have an S on my chest.
Yeah. Does he not know I have an S on my chest right now?
Badass.
So the business manager's talking on the phone. He puts his hand over the mouthpiece of the phone. He looks up. He goes, Gene, what time do you want her here?
Oopsie.
I'm like, okay, you know, he's a lot taller in the platforms and the makeup and stuff.
Then the S stuff, what was happening in your pants.
Yeah, it was very, very cool meeting him.
Oh, that's awesome.
But then about an hour or so later, while the warm-up act was on, he walks out in his Kiss,
yeah,
right.
Stuff
as a demon, yes,
yeah.
Right. The other band's on.
Yeah,
he walks out of the hallway, so where people in who are seeing him off to the side,
yeah,
they could actually see him.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he points at a girl.
Right.
He picks her up, puts her over his shoulder.
Right.
And carries her right by me.
Right.
And we just nod at each other.
Right. Like, he's like, yep.
You're Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene. Gene wanted a snack.
No. Call in your nightmarish neighbor from hell story. 203-882-9757. Not saying ASMA is a nightmarish neighbor.
No.
But something damage. Happened.
Right.
That you can consider a nightmare. She didn't bring her canopy in. It blows into a house, knocks shingles off.
Right.
Her 70-year-old neighbor's up on the roof getting it.
Yeah.
Kind of a nightmare.
A little bit of a nightmare.
Yeah. 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Boston John.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me tell you, I hate my neighbor to death.
Oh, you hate your death. To death.
Hold on.
Wow.
Okay. I'm gonna turn this music down.
First of all, you know, garbage. He never secures his garbage. It all blows in my eye. So, you know, that's
the
okay,
yacht.
Whatever.
I know. I thought he said eye. Yacht.
Right.
His garbage blows in your eye?
Right by the car.
Oh, yeah, yacht.
The car in the yacht.
It's in the yacht.
Yeah.
And then I got to go pick it up before I can mow the lawn. The other thing, too, is last year we had a big storm. A big limb came off his tree, landed in my pool. You think he'd come over and help me or offer any money? No, nothing. He didn't even say boo. It's just like, come on, dude, be neighborly and say, hey, are you okay? Or, hey, can I help you out? No, nothing.
Right.
Terrible.
I dropped a log in your pool.
Baby Ruth.
Sorry about that.
It was bad.
That's funny.
I had to go in the pool with a chainsaw.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did not help me out.
How was electric chainsaw?
Ayesha's tree fell on this guy's deck.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Well, maybe you are a nightmare neighbor.
Oh my God.
Kind of. Not really. Not
intentionally.
A little bit.
Not intentional.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's the way I'm like, maybe he's not doing this intentionally, what have you, but he doesn't even have the common courtesy as a nice neighbor to stop by and say, hey, I'm sorry about the garbage, or hey, there's a big-ass tree in your pool. I'm
that
sorry.
Used to be in my yard.
You might have a big ass.
I told him to stay where he was. He wouldn't.
I hate him to death.
He's very passionate.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Boston John will be doing story time with Boston John at the toy drive.
Yes.
So
that sounds like it'll be riveting.
Oh. Let's try not to hate anyone to death that day.
Right. I hate them to death.
Sounded like it. Yeah.
So I guess it's not a neighbor from hell.
No.
Right?
No. Mark Hades.
Actually, can I play? It's not devil's advocate. My neighbor.
You're going to defend yourself now?
No. I'm going to talk shit about my neighbor.
Oh, no.
It's been a while. Anyways, in the summer, he and his friends all drink like alcohol until like 1 a.m.
drink
on Wednesdays.
Like alcohol.
Right.
Well, no, they drink like Hennessy and 40s and play 90s R&B music till like 1 a.m. on Wednesday nights. That's like their hangout, and they like play poker in the backyard, smoking cigars.
Fun.
You're like, can I get invited? No.
Sounds like a good time.
It's a weeknight. I want to go to bed, and my bed is like near where the backyard is, so it's very loud. So see, he's a little nightmarish too.
Hmm.
I'd have a lot of them.
You're like, no.
nightmares, neighbors from hell. 203-882-9757. Nate, Litchfield.
Good morning, everyone. How are
morning.
You?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Good. This is a bit of a sad story, so I'm sorry if I'm killing a vibe. My father and I moved to a house in Thomaston, Connecticut, when I got out of high school, and we had this 2-year-old beagle, and where she would pee was at the end of the road. So every time we had to take her out, we would walk to the end of the street, and she would go, but she would never make it in time.
Right.
And she would always pee on this guy's lawn. He would come out furious saying, oh, why are you letting this dog do this? And I'm like, listen, man, I'm really sorry. Like, da-da-da-da. So come to find out, Lexi was her name. She got very, very sick one day, and it turns out that he was in rat poisoning. And
I want to murder this guy.
Right.
Oh, my
and
God.
He was putting rat poison in potatoes and throwing it in our backyard, and Lexi would eat it, and she got very, very, very sick. And then the extrament of the story is we went to the Big E one day, and I installed a security camera, and he let her out, and she's a beagle, and we lived on hundreds of acres of woods, and she was lost, and he got arrested. He let her out pretty much, and
he went onto your property
and released dog.
Broke in essentially.
Yeah. Out of your house or out of your yard?
He opened the door on my house. He opened the back door and let her out, and she ended up getting killed by a coyote. So.
Wow.
2 years later, come to find out, he's been arrested for animal cruelty because he had 6 dogs chained up in his basement that he wasn't feeding them. So.
Wow. Why would a guy who clearly hates dogs have 6 of them?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think he was in that somewhat of the underground dog fighting world.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Right.
But,
that's
a nightmare.
Watch when you wood chipper.
That is a nightmare.
That's a real nightmare.
That's a real nightmare.
See, I'm not as bad now. I'm not murdering dogs.
That person will not be alive anymore.
No.
Me and Ruth are really bummed now. Just like, so sad.
Yep, I burn like a Yule log. All right. Now I feel violent.
This music will not wash away.
No. I want to find them right now.
I have of murdering someone with my bare hands.
I want to find them right now.
Oh, I want to see his life be choked out of him.
Right, and then laugh.
Slowly.
But no,
every now and then you stop to let him.
Right.
Then you go back at
him. Right, then put the foot right.
Nice and slow.
Yep.
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
No, not at all. Okay. No, we heard that. No. We're good.
You're not going to. I can guarantee you. You will not hear Holly Jolly Christmas with someone talking over it, discussing murder, anywhere today on the radio.
No, not today, no.
Definitely not here.
Just us. No other place.
Yeah. Wait, have we heard that?
The joy you guys bring.
Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
You started this with your stupid canopy.
I'm sorry.
And your trees falling on neighbors' houses.
Nightmare guest from hell.
I didn't know.
Really? Nightmare from hell. Swearing on the air, punching the mic every 3 minutes, putting your coffee cup down. Just kidding. Let me enjoy it. I'm not really kidding.
We're in keeping track.
You're
now.
Not. All right. I'm not going to touch the coffee for the rest of time.
Eric in Bridgeport.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
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 So I got this neighbor with this mail order bride.
Mail order bride.
You sound like he's in the room right now. You're talking real low.
He's right behind me.
No, I'm at work, so I got to be cool.
Oh, okay. Librarian? Cool.
Librarian? What?
This is a cool volume. So anyway, she had nothing with her. The only possession she had was the small box of baby pictures from her country, wherever that may be.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Dead cameras.
This,
cool.
This guy decides he wants to make a quote unquote man cave. Ditches the box. That's the only possession this woman has.
Right.
And
that's the worst collection of stories in the history of our phone subjects.
Wow, I'm dying to hear
what
happens
like
next.
It's like one after another.
What happens next?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, and aside from that, he's just a control freak. Like, you can't park anywhere near his house or anything. Right. It's hysterical. It's sad, really. But anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Yes. Wait.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Wait, no.
Just knock on your neighbor and walk away. Are you that neighbor?
I am sorry that I introduced this to the radio station, guys. I really am.
Thanks a lot, canopy lady.
I did not
really
mean this to happen.
You and your canopy. See what you did?
My neighbor had this old lady.
A canopy.
I thought people were going to call in with funny stories, you know.
Way more damage done than just ripping some tiles and shingles off of a house.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My neighbor has this,
that canopy.
My neighbor has his great-grandmother chained in the basement making sweaters.
Wow, that story was something.
Cabling it with real cables.
It's very bleak.
Yeah, wow. Bleed.
Yeah. Well, you got a dead dog.
Right, dead dog.
You got a woman who's basically sex trafficked to America, and her only possessions were thrown out.
Your baby pictures. Man cave.
Yeah. Well, can't wait to hear what we get next.
Yeah, guys, call in.
Really?
Guy died with an anvil.
Someone trying to top this?
Well, or not.
Right.
Don't.
Right.
Where you could do the opposite.
Yeah, go just funny. Like, go
soft.
Like
go funny.
Right, stuff. Right. And Boston John wants to kill his neighbor.
I think I'd rather just listen to old-fashioned Christmas. More uplifting.
Jane in Riverhead.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I had a fire in my house many years ago, like 1991. We were actually living in a trailer in our driveway.
Oh.
And we had a dumpster in the road.
Right.
And one of my, you know, meanwhile, we're shoveling things out of the basement.
You had a house fire. You lost almost everything. You're living in a trailer.
We lost a lot.
Right. Dumpster.
Not everything, but we lost a lot.
Yeah. Horrible
and
scene.
One of my neighbors came and complained because the dumpster was sitting in the road a little too far on one end. And we were dirtying the street, throwing things away into the dumpster.
Wow.
She actually had the cops come knock on the door and tell us, you know, we're really sorry. We have to, you know, let you know.
Yeah, the cops are cool. They're we're just doing our job here.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to beat them up, look away.
I run outside and beat the you-know-what out of them.
Right.
It's the most wonderful time.
I'm feeling festive. I'm feeling the season.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I'm feeling the season. I really am.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it was hard. Very hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, this didn't involve dogs dying.
No.
No, it wasn't as bad.
That's good.
Nearly as bad as
that's
that.
Good. No. That's good, good, good.
Yeah, not even close.
So we're getting better.
Right, you bounced back. And
you did. Yeah. Everything good now?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Awesome. Very much so.
Oh, awesome. Good.
Right. New husband, new house.
New husband.
Oh, wow.
And maybe one day
you threw the husband in the dumpster, too?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have, but I didn't. No, this was in 1991. So
okay.
Got you.
Yeah, it was all good after that.
Right.
Very good. All right. New husband, new life.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Happy ending.
So thanks for listening. Thanks.
Thank you, Jane.
Like therapy for
all
us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Robin on Long Island.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hi. This happened a way long time ago. My husband and I.
You sound like the nightmare neighbor to me.
No.
You sound tough. I'm not messing with you.
You weren't Caroline, were you?
You're going to punch me right in the neck.
We bought our house. before we got married. This is like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
So we finally get married at 27. We bought our house at 25. We go to Hawaii on a honeymoon. And our and we wanted to buy the second lot because they were subdivided.
Yeah.
And it had beautiful trees, big oaks. So our neighbor, someone bought the property when we were away because we were going to use our wedding money to buy the second lot.
Right.
And they hit our house with, like, this huge oak tree. Oh. And we didn't even know. They ripped the screen on the bay window. Like, they killed a bush by the
Who would
door.
Do something like that?
Oh, nightmare.
They knocked
right.
down the tree to build a house, wow. like, while we were away.
Oh.
We were away for, like, 2 weeks in Hawaii. So then we come back. And they didn't even tell us. And we're like, oh, man, someone bought the lot. We were bumming. And then our elderly neighbors had to come and tell us, you know, they hit the house with a big oak tree. And so anyway, and then we noticed the screens were ripped and the bush.
Wow.
So then my husband had to go over there. But it was a little upsetting.
Yeah.
It ended up being all right. But it was like, then they moved in like 2 years. I'm like, really? You had to buy a lot and then you move? I was annoyed. But that's it.
You have any coffee today? Or?
No.
Anyone?
What? Were you living in the tree by any chance?
We're making cookies. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, that's a great story because it doesn't involve dogs dying. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. No. It was a little upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Everything good now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not convincing.
She, like, slowed down a little bit. There's, like,
new neighbors.
As compared, yes.
And, you know, we put an extension on, so who knows.
Oh, you're in the same place.
Nice.
Look at you.
Yeah, we've been there since 88. Gosh, a long time.
Wow.
Wow. All right,
that's
good for
it.
You.
Gotta get to work.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
What an angel.
Nightmarish neighbors from next door. Lauren in Prospect.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
I don't know yet.
So my story is kind of funny. So
good.
Every year when we do the leaves, we have a ton of trees. We got to do it at least 8 times. So I'm out, I'm doing my thing, and every year when I do this, my neighbor sits out and he watches me to make sure that I'm not blowing the leaves over the wall
gotcha.
Into his yard.
Right. Oh, wow.
So,
Is he standing there with his arms crossed?
The leaf Nazi.
Oh, yeah. He's just watching me with his dog.
Right.
So I'm out there, I have the ear protection on, I can't hear anything, I'm doing my thing. Full blast, blowing the leaves. I look up, and he's right in front of me, and all of the leaves are blowing all over his face. His jacket's, like, in the air.
So you blew your neighbor.
And he was screaming at me. He's like, don't put the leaves in my yard.
So I can't
God.
Hear you.
What?
So are you calling in yourself, or are you calling in him?
You want to yell at the trees, too, while you're at it?
Did his face contort the blower?
There's too many leaves, and the part between our yards is mostly forest anyway, so why does it matter, man?
I don't know.
There we go.
Really? Why does it matter, man?
Dude, it should be like a shirt. Why does it matter, man?
Why does it matter, man?
I'd buy one.
Yeah. How lame is that,
yeah,
dude?
That was pretty funny. Every year, I got to make sure I blow the leaves on the right side of the rock wall.
It's like
now.
That Clint Eastwood movie right. where he's like, get off my lawn.
Right.
He's just sitting
right.
there.
El Torino.
Get off my lawn.
Gran Torino.
Oh, Gran Torino.
What, he should do next year is just, like, set them all on fire. I want to blow them on your property, so it's going to burn them up instead.
Yeah, I'll just do a little bonfire with the leaves there.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks,
All right.
guys. Have a good one.
Thank
Bye.
You. You
Thank
too.
You,
All
Angel.
Right. So,
yay. Yay.
That's cute.
All right. Well, good. I was happier.
Yay. Uplifting.
I think saying nightmarish neighbors from next door is
right.
better than from hell.
You remember me?
We actually got
we did.
Nightmare neighbors.
Hellish behavior.
From hell.
Yes, we did.
From hell.
And where the folks live now, yes.
See, do you feel better now?
I do.
Marcia?
Yeah.
You're not that bad of a neighbor.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.